This week on Ours to Protect, we take a trip back to Bowman Quarry, a unique natural site on the outskirts of the city. A once-used quarry that has transformed into a natural haven of biodiversity, a home for wildlife and a recreational green space for people to escape to. The Cork Nature Network are guardians of this site, conserving the biodiversity and protecting the land for the wildlife that call it home. Joined with me on the line is Jill Wayman, Chair and Director of Cork Nature Network.
Thank you. Hello and Happy New Year.
A very Happy New Year to you too. Jill, for people who are unaware of this oasis just outside the city, can you paint a picture of what it's like out there? I'm sure when people hear the word quarry, it can give a very different impression, but its purpose today is very far from that of a quarry.
When you actually go into the site, you'll be amazed because you sort of walk into like an amphitheatre. And you'll see all these sort of limestone crags all around in front of you as you come in. And within that area, there's loads of caves. Some of those are grilled up because we're hoping to encourage bats to roost into those caves. So you'll see all those lovely crags and the steep slopes of the quarry. And then to the left is an area we're trying to encourage grassland species to come up in. And then you can walk through the quarry and you'll walk through a little woodland area. There's loads of different types of habitats there and loads of interesting things to see. And people often go in there and have a picnic. You know, it's just great to get out of a sort of urban space, you know, just to feel that you're out there with nature.
And it also has a rich history to the site, being previously owned by the Beamish and Crawford family.
It belongs to the Beamish Crawford family. And there was a big manor house at the top where the schools are now. There was an ice house there. You know, and the site itself was actually used. A lot of the rock was floated down the river, and it was used in the Berwick Fountain, the St. Finbarr's Cathedral, and the old court, you know, and the courthouse. You know, so it really has a lot of connections there with Cork City, and it is an amazing site. You know, when you go in there, you wouldn't expect to see something like that. You know, that does exist, you know, that's just regenerated from what it was.
Today, Bowman Quarry is home to 154 plant species, as well as protected wildlife from the red fox to bats. So the conservation of this space is vital.
The key species that we're trying to call the little robin, which is a bit like Herb Robert, and that is only found in, I think, about 11 sites in the southern part of Ireland. And I think there's one site in Wexford. So it's quite rare be found, and that is the Irish Red Data listed species, so that's really important for us. As well as that, there are records of crickets. I actually heard a cricket last year, which was amazing, brought me right back to my childhood. There are the yellow meadow ants, which again is an amazing insect. And there are a whole host of butterflies there, the common butterflies. You see the holly blue there too. So, you know, it's really worth going there.
However, the future of Bowman Quarry is at risk due to the proposed bus connects route, which suggests the removal of mature trees and the historic water tower, as well as developing a car park in the walled garden. These plans have been met with significant objections, and the changes to the site will have a dire consequence for the ecosystem.
Well, yes, the size of the quarry is quite steep, and that is an area that we have planned for in the management plan anyway, for rewilding. To let it try and regenerate. By the side of it, there are 70, we counted roughly about 75 to 100 trees that we felt that would need to be removed for the proposal, which would go into the quarry. So once you go into the quarry, you're obviously going to impact upon the lighting and the openness, which is going to deter some of the species. Really importantly, in the nearby proposed community garden, there are a couple of bat species that are the Pipistrelle, I think the soprano, and they are roosting in the walls of the community, the proposed garden, and they will be actually feeding on the site as well. So there's a connection there. And once you open up the site, and inevitably there's going to be street lighting and things like that, that's going to hugely impact upon the birds and the moths and the day and the nighttime invertebrates. And so it's going to have huge implications there to the biodiversity of the site. And that's why we don't want we want it left as it is, and we believe that there are alternatives, which we're happy to discuss. And we really thank people for all their submissions. It was a huge support for us, and we really do appreciate that. You know? And we do believe that people do see the value of, you know, of the site. You know, and in this current situation, we have climate the impacts of climate change and the biodiversity crisis, it's really important to keep what we have. And urban spaces have so much pressure, you know, to keep their green spaces. It's really highly important, you know, that this is kept.
Last time we spoke, there were goats happily eating some invasive plants, and plans were in place to introduce more native greenery. This week you have a cleanup taking place, which is to encourage people to come along to learn about the space, biodiversity and the species that live there. How can people get involved?
Well, the cleanup starts at 11 o'clock and it goes on to 1 p.m. You can come along for an hour, you can come along for a few hours. We're very, very relaxed, and it's a very enjoyable, relaxed event. So there will be a leader there, and she will explain about the site and what we're trying to do on the site. And then there will be various sort of things that you can do to help out, like that. There will be cleaning up. You know, we regularly do cleanups over the autumn or winter and early spring months. And there might be things like pulling some of the tomatoes from the sides, you know, as you go in. So, you know, it's a really nice way to spend a Saturday, I must admit. You know, it's very relaxed, and it's a good chance to actually meet other people as well as learning about the natural environment. So it's a very fun pack.
To learn more about the nature of Beaumont Quarry, take a trip there to experience it firsthand. Keep up to date with future workshops and join the Cork Nature Network this Saturday for the cleanup. And to learn more, you can also follow them online at corknaturenetwork.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.